You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Governor John Bel Edwards met yesterday with 21 Louisiana business executives from all over the state as an effort to create an open dialogue on what to do with the state's financial woes. Also on Tuesday, Louisiana Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden made a presentation to the Baton Rouge Rotary Club about the pending fiscal cliff. That's when Louisiana loses more than $1 billion in sales tax revenue when the temporary tax expires in July. He warns that despite all the budget cuts made, more will be on the way.
We've made cuts. As in the year and a half or so we've been there, we've cut at least $450 million. This won't let you sleep very comfortably at night, but at Angola, 173 inmates are guarded by two people.
Darden emphasized the need to focus on the reality of the state budget situation, which will require more cuts, especially considering the so-called fiscal cliff when the temporary 1 cent state sales tax disappears in July 2018.
The reality is we got to talk about the reality. The budget I'll present in February, as I'm required to do, will be balanced. A budget that'll cut $1 billion.
And as far as where to cut and what to save, Darden offered this analysis.
If we don't want to disproportionately cut corrections and start turning prisoners loose, we don't want to cut higher education because we've said it's a priority and it's already been going in the wrong direction. We don't want to dramatically cut health care because we got to take care of the people of the state. So if we favor them, we're going to be looking at cuts of 50 to 60% for other areas of the state budget.
Darden suggested everyone contact their legislator and share some thoughts on budget concerns. Public Radio WRKF contributed to this report. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.